Good afternoon, Life Transformational Self-Help listeners. A heartfelt welcome to all of my first-time and continuous listeners. By faith, you're having a blessed, wonderful, beautiful, prosperous, and productive 2022. We're deep into the year, and maybe you may be struggling with unwanted choices that you may have be reaping the harvest of. What you thought would give you comfort. But today is your day, because you can put a smile on your face. It's a blessed, blessed, blessed day. And it's a day for you to believe that you will receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. First, a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for opening our eyes and allowing us to be in your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all is lost. Father God, use me as your guide, as a voice instrument for drawing your people into a relationship with you. Father God, Lord Jesus, heal all who may be sick mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all your listeners so that they can see not only themselves to make a change, but also they can see what is your will for their life and for them to become prosperous, as well as move in the now and hearing your directions so that they can stay conscious. Help your listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive every one of their sins and pour out your spirit upon them and into their lives and the lives of those around them, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active, hearing your voice and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous, greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are through your will and not through their own. Change their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's topic is, are you entertaining spirits which aren't a part of your destiny? That is a thought to ponder. Spirits connect to your spirit for no other reason than to keep you distracted from the truth that you are predestined for much better than you've been receiving. This is a true story about a Christian woman who has off and on for years had two men who supposedly showed an interest in her, but when the two had issues that came up in their lives, there she would be abandoned. So abandonment would always creep up on her again. It would be back and forth between them both. Sometimes it would be months and even years when either communicated with her. She has known both men since childhood, which meant that they grew up in the same neighborhood and attended the same schools. What she had realized is that this became a consistent pattern with the men. Both would text a few words here and there, but no real conversation to build upon. As years go by, you would think that their way of thinking would have produced a different result. Their lives did change, but not their way of thinking. It remains the same. Both men have matured, some with their walk with God, but not completely. One reads the Bible and attends church services regularly and is financially stable. The other is just beginning to pick up a Bible but isn't reading regularly. The first man decides to get back in contact with this woman, texting once again. This time he speaks of her as a queen and as his future wife, and always acknowledges her with "Hello, beautiful." She keeps hoping that he would have a conversation with her over the phone and even meet up and have a face-to-face real conversation and getting to know each other better. But when they agree to have one of these conversations, on his end, he doesn't keep the promise. Or when she tries to fulfill the promise agreed upon, he doesn't pick up and always texts her an excuse. The more he does this, the more it makes her question his integrity and true motive towards building a relationship, which would lead to a marriage designed by God. Him being a man of integrity, that's what I'm thinking of, that's what she was expecting. What he doesn't know is that she's made up her mind that she isn't getting married to anyone who isn't a part of the will that God has for her life. She moves only when God speaks. Move, and when he speaks yes and no. When he says to be still, she don't go. She knows that trust is one of the first building blocks for having a healthy, beautiful partnership. She is desiring to share this with him, but doesn't know how to share this with him without him taking offense. Now, the other man, on the other hand, who is a sweetheart, doesn't attend church services, and she's unsure of him reading the Bible, which means he probably doesn't have a personal relationship with God, because when she last spoke with him, he asked her to send him the scriptures she had shared with him, and he said he would look them up but hadn't done it yet. And he has no motivation for working, stuck in a poverty mindset with no job, a little bit of being a business owner, just a teeny tiny bit of a light bulb was on, trying to make it happen while holding on to a poverty-stricken income. She already knows who would be better for her, but the real hard truth is that neither are, because both are unstable with building trust with someone that they're interested in getting to know on a personal level. In order for them to get on a personal level with her, they would have to be in a personal relationship with God. He also has a lack of maturity, both of them, in their thinking, and doesn't understand the foundational principles for developing a relationship with another person outside of themselves. So it made her question God about this, and the response she got was, "Why are you entertaining?" Meaning connecting yourself to other spirits who aren't connected to your destiny and just wasting time and causing you to lose focus. Then she realized that it's a trap sent by the enemy to keep her from her true destiny and continuously stringing her along like a puppet or a fishing hook thrown out, and making sure that her bait will only catch sharks, meaning predators who are only thinking of themselves. It is only to keep her going in cycles until she becomes tired enough and gives in. Both are a distraction waiting to happen. She decides to not give attention to what it really is and all that it would lead to, just friendship. She's waiting on her promised destiny from God. Her story is a prime example of having demonic spirits riding her back. Reflect upon who and what kind of spirits you are entertaining. It can be the spirit of lust. I mean, you know, someone liking you and you liking them, and you know, maybe it lead to other things that are sinful nature. It can also be money. It can be also that you give your attention to entertaining demonic forces from television. You have to protect your eye gates, like God said. It says it in scripture. It's our eye gates, and we have to be careful of what we see, because the demons know our desire. If things don't line up with what has been promised to you in scripture, then you probably shouldn't be giving your attention to other spirits which come to do you more harm than good. Having small talk with these types of spirits keeps you in confusion, sends you on a wild roller coaster ride about your destiny. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This scripture is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 5. God's will is relational, and the enemies are conditional, meaning it's controlling. First, ask God about the motives the other spirit has toward you. That is why scripture says, "Seek ye first the kingdom," but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. When you seek his will, you will receive a valid answer from heaven on instructions on what to do. And not only will you receive that message, also whoever is a part of your destiny will receive the same message, because it's not going to be a secret. With God, he doesn't keep secrets. There wouldn't be any confusion, for God is not the author of confusion, but a peace as in all churches of the saints. This is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, meaning that you don't have to assume it to get it. It's already waiting on you to trust God with what he knows is best for you. In 2022, enhance your theater. A life is like a theater, so you have to pick and choose who you want in the front and who you need to be in the balcony. Holy Spirit, to produce the motion picture to be played out over a lifetime, transform, reprogram your mind, and make you over. What a joyous and beautiful stage presence to enhance the lives of others, because you've had a changed heart and mind. You chose to serve God and be a leader. Those who choose God is choosing to lead by example. You lead by example, just as Jesus did. He left us a great example of his life. He lived it out without being sinful. We have come to the end of this episode, and I hope you have enjoyed this message. But before we close out this episode, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to a prayer of confession of faith. Could you speak this with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you, You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you now and forever to stay in the now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized, which is the outward symbol that you have been adopted into the life of Christ, meaning that you died to your old ways and is brought up in the newness of life of Christ to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. Looking back makes you not fit for the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive Holy Spirit. Now is the time, 0 to 5 seconds, the moment that you've decided to listen in on this podcast episode became your appointed time. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning, will you serve and do the leadership that God has called you to do, or will you serve the world and be a part of the 87 percenters who are followers? Because 3 percenters are hot, red hot leaders. And then you have the other 10%, which are those who are destroyers. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and change what you're used to doing. If things hasn't turned out to be the way that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of your comfort of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with, or has made a home with you. You know that fence of security that you've been holding on to, and step out with trusting God 100%. He is our only source. If you choose not to do so, it's your way of choosing defeat over victory, and you are seeing that I don't need God, or that I'm going to keep one foot in heaven just in case I need him, and the other in hell just to have my fun. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is a double-minded thinking. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, it says in the scripture. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no other to blame for that choice or decision you have made but yourself, or what if you make it. Don't be deceived by double-minded thinking. This is impossible. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This is found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. You can't serve God and man. You can't try to be a leader for God and then try to be a leader, try to lead the world and, be a part of the world. You can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. There it is. You have it. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and cost you more than physical things, which may seem of importance, but the greatest of them all in eternity in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. So, your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit will be returned to God. And there will your spirit stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place that no one really wants to go. Also, remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death, and it is choosing to die, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things, sexual immorality, any type of sex outside of marriage, adultery, having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. Your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you decided or chose to be in covenant with and with God. Homosexuality falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. If you are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up, fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up, fornication, and papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. And another nasty habit is gossip, talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say, using someone else's information as a conversation starter and or to belittle or bully that person, etc., etc. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally, which is your desires. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. The most important decision for you to make when thinking about oneself today is to renew your mind with a new heart by receiving a spiritual transplant, meaning to change your mind in the way that you do things. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. And this is when Jesus is speaking with Nicodemus about the spiritual birth, which is that you have to be water baptized and you have to actually be Holy Spirit filled. And Nicodemus asks a question about how can I be reborn? Can I go inside my mother's womb again and come back out? And the thing is, you know, that's not how it's supposed to be done. I think he didn't understand that it's metaphorically speaking. If he really thought about it, he would really understand that you can't, you know, that that's not possible to go back inside the mother's womb as an adult. Receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny. Be prepared to leave and stay erect in being watchful and staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism, receiving Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in a position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life. Your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication and prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit house in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home. And it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide. He becomes your guide. Excuse me. He will become your guide. The help in your times of need, he will be a compass for you. When you can't see your way, he is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty, such as now. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking the life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. Without Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil. Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you. For those who don't know Jesus and don't have a personal relationship with him, this is something that you can experience. A spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God, it's life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how Holy Spirit operates and his connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised on your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality. You may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and his extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind and to become more aware of the sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and have them download, register to listen. If you or they are would like to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. This concludes our episode for today. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive day.